There we go. We're getting ready for the junior varsity game. For the Tigers, we're going to send out Shayna Rusk pitching, Carmen Woods catching. Emily Lodwig at third, Alexis Harrelson at short. Ashley Collip at second, Kayla Hettinger at first, Stephanie Linhart in right, Tabitha Killen in center, and Katie Stewart in left. And Morgan Spratt will lead off for the Marion County Mustangs. Oh, I'm joined here with a new co-anchor for the junior varsity game. How you, Jay Scudder? How you doing, Jay?
Good.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah. I think Rashear has a good chance of winning this game because Marion County only had 10 players, so it's pretty much their varsity squad again. But Rashear has not replaced that many people, so it should be a close matchup.
I think we have how many new starters, though? Seven? Six? We replaced quite a few. We'll see how they do against pretty well the varsity squad. Russ gets set here. It might be a little bit, though. The umpire is just getting to the field, so give us about 2 minutes and we'll be set for first pitch. Here we go. We have Spratt leading off. Russ fires a first pitch ball high and outside, ball one. Jay, what do you think about it?
I think that Rusk is going to have to get up on these batters to make sure that she has a chance later on in the count.
1-1 now as she delivered a strike to Spratt. Next pitch is driven to about the middle of the field, and Tyler McKillen makes the catch out in center. Any thoughts on the play, Jay?
Well, she did a nice job of camping under the ball, and it just and the rest was just given. It just popped in her glove.
All right. Bridgman comes up now for the Mustangs as Rusk toes over. She fires it, and it's taken. Strike one. Jay, any analysis there?
Well, Rusk is doing a better job of getting ahead on this batter, so let's see if this brings any good results.
1-1 now as she takes ball one outside and high. Next pitch is delivered down the inside part of the plate. Strike two. Next pitch is ball outside and low. 2-2 now. Here we go. This one's hit towards the first baseman. Kayla Hettinger scoops up, takes one step over to the base, steps on it. That's out number two for the Tigers. What do you say, Jay?
Well, Hettinger did a good job of getting in front of the ball.
Well, she didn't have to do a whole lot of moving either. That's made it easy.
Yeah, so now the Tigers have two outs for number 15, Hannah Gosney.
That's right. Gosney takes ball one, high and outside. Jay did a fine job of reading my handwriting, which is pretty good at the least. It's pretty good. Ball two outside to Gosney, 2-0 now. Oh, ball three is way high and outside. We're steadily climbing out of the zone here as Rusk. This one's right down the middle of the plate there. That's strike one, 3-1 now to Gosney. Does she have the green light, Jay? Nope, she takes ball four. She'll waddle on down to first base, and it'll bring up Jordan Johnson.
Well, with this Marion County almost varsity team on the field, I'd say that Marion County has a good chance of scoring in this inning.
We'll see. They got Gosney to second on the errant throw by Rusk, and be 1-0 now to Johnson. Johnson fouls this one down the line. Strike one now, 1-1. J, Johnson walks back to the batter's box, looks over at the third base coach, takes a few cuts, now ready to go. Rusk pitches it in there, low and inside, ball two, 2-1. Rusk gets ready now, delivers, and it's cut on and miss, fouled back, excuse me. That'll be strike two, 2-2.
A strikeout for the Tigers would really be nice here.
That's true. We live for those strikeouts. And, that looked like it was a strike three. They called it ball three. It's 3-2 now, full count. Johnson's done a pretty good job working the count. She takes strike three right down the middle. She'll go sit down and grab her glove now. I guess all of them will be out to play a little defense. After the first half ending, it's nothing, all knotted up. Here we go. Leading off for the Lady Tigers in the bottom of the first inning at the JV game. Carmen Woods is going to try to get on. Pitching for the Mustangs is Jordan Johnson. She delivers ball one, low and inside.
I think that Woods should have a pretty easy time getting on, as she was the leadoff batter in the varsity game and also got on a lot.
Here we go. She takes ball two. High and outside, 2-0 now. Next pitch is right down the heart of the plate, but it's called the ball. 3-0. Well, it looked pretty good. We won't complain, though. 3-0 now on Woods. Johnson delivers ball four, low and inside. So the leadoff hitter for the Tigers is aboard in the form of Carmen Woods. Now up for the Tigers will be Stephanie Linhart. Linhart had a strong double down the left field line in the varsity game. Will she see if she can continue her hitting trend here in the JV game? She's going to show bunt, though, first thing, and they don't buy it. She pulls back, takes ball, and Woods is off like a bullet to second base. She's safe, standing up. Leadoff hitter's now only 120 feet away from scoring, with Linhart up and a 1-0 count on her. Jay, what's going to happen? She's going to swing and miss at strike one. What else is going to happen?
Well, I think that Wood has a good time of getting in because of her speed and Linhart's ability to get some clutch hits.
All right, we'll see here. Linhart takes ball two, 2-1 now. Next pitch by Johnson is on its way, and it's ball outside low, and Woods is going to get on down to third base now. 3-0 on Linhart, with Woods only 60 feet away from the plate. Johnson toes the rubber now, winds up and fires ball four high. So Linhart's on first. Will she try to go on to second? She does, and they're just going to let her go. No, they're going to make a throw, and it gets away, and that's going to score Woods. The old pitcher thought maybe she could con Linhart into slowing down on the way into second base and throw over there real quick and get her, but the second baseman really wasn't paying that much attention, and it went right by her, and Woods was able to score on the play, and Linhart was also safe at second. So we have one run in, it's 1-0 with Linhart on second and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch gets away from Emily Rodwig, and it's ball one. Linhart moves on to third. Jay, what a sequence of events here for the Tigers.
Yeah, we'll just hope that Emily Rodwig can get something going so Stephanie Linhart can score.
Rodwig swings and misses a strike one. It's 1-1 now. It's turned into a brisk evening here at Tiger Stadium. Next pitch is outside. Ball two, 2-1. Ooh, still a fairly constant wind, and it's just flat cold here. Next pitch by Ludwig is driven foul. Strike two, 2-2 now. Jay, what's going to happen?
Well, you know what's going to happen? I think that the ball is going to get away from the pitcher, which it does. So it's still 2-2 on Lodwig.
You have to make these predictions before they happen, Jay, or else it's not really predicting. Here we go. Next pitch here by Johnson is high and outside, and it gets away from the catcher, but Inhart's not going to stray too far from the base, and it'll be ball three on Lodwig. She's worked a full count. We'll see what she can do now.
I think Linhart made a good decision on this, on that play, because when the ball bounced straight back to the catcher, Linhart would have been a dead duck.
Yep. Now, here we go. Johnson winds up for the full count offering. It's swung on and missed by Lodwig. She'll go sit down. First out for the night in the JV game for the Tigers. It brings up Tabitha Killen. Here we go. Killen steps in now. Johnson goes to the windup. She delivers, and it's almost swung on. Taken for a ball, though. 1-0. Jay, what's going to happen here? And I want it quick.
Well, I think Killen will deliver a clutch hit.
A clutch hit is claimed here. Here we go. Next pitch is delivered low. Leonard's going to come home. She slides, and she's out. Oh, that's hard on the Tigers. Two out now, nobody on for Killen. 2-0 count on her. 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first for the Tigers.
It looked like Linhart slid a little bit too late on that play. If she had slid a little bit earlier, she might have made it under the tag.
It was a bang-bang play, and the call just went in Marion County's favor. With the next pitch on its way, Killen takes ball high, 3-0. Here we go. The fourth pitch is the fourth ball, and Killen will go on down to first base on four pitches. Hettinger comes up now for the Tigers. She steps up with the runner on first and two out here in the bottom of the first and a 1-0 lead.
Well, I predict that she will draw a walk, as the Marion County pitcher has already given three this evening.
Well, she walks another one, or she throws a first ball here to Hettinger. Next pitch is a strike right down the inside part of the plate, and Hettinger watches it go by. Johnson winds up and swing and missed by Hettinger at strike two, 1-2. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Hettinger. That'll be strike number three in the third out of the inning for Brashear. But after one, the Tigers lead it 1-0. Here we go. Russ pitches first pitch strike to number 8, Jesse Mitchell, leadoff hitter this inning for the Mustangs. Russ toes rubber, winds up, and fires a shot right back to Russ. This one's going to be fielded by Russ and throw to first to Hettinger, and they get her out by a full two steps. That's one out for the Tigers in the top of the second. First pitch here to Thaden is strike one on the outside part of the plate. 0-1 now with one out. Thaden bats. Take strike two, same location, same pitch.
Russ needs to continue her strike trend here, and maybe we'll get out of this inning without any damage.
And when you say that, she pitches the ball. 1-2 now. We need some good luck announcing here. Hey, and she hits another one back to Russ. Russ picks it up, throws over to Hettinger. That's two outs. Now that brings up Marion County's heavy hitter, Tisha Simonson.
Same thing. Hit back to Russ, thrown over
Simonson digs in here for the Mustangs. Wind up. Short line and driven. Right to the shortstop. Alexis Harson picks it up. Throws over first. Oh, and the stretch by Edinger is not far enough to catch her and get her out. So Simonson is aboard with an infield hit. It brings up Maggie Hastings for Marion County. She calls time. Now she's ready to go. Rusk fires, and it's ball one high. 1-0 now. Two out in the top of the second inning. Next pitch by Rusk is a strike, and they throw down the check on Simonson over at first base. Might have been wandering a little too far off the base, but she gets back safely. 1-1 count on Hastings. Hastings shows bunt and doesn't pull back in time. Offers at it. That is strike two. Next pitch is strike three, right down the heart of the plate. Shano walked back to the dugout with how many strikeouts is that this evening, Jerry? I think that's her third of the evening. After 1.5, it's 1-0 in favor of Brashear. We're getting ready for the bottom half of the second inning. Leading off for the Tigers will be Alexis Harrelson. Johnson still pitching for the Mustangs. Jay, what do we need to do here in the bottom of the second?
Well, we need to get some more base runners and move them around so we can lengthen this 1-0 lead.
That's a good observation. Here we go. Harrelson walks towards the plate, steps in the box, digs in, umpire points to Johnson. We're ready to go. She delivers. It's taken for a strike or a ball. They call it a ball. It was a pretty good pitch. Ball one, 1-0. Next pitch is taken for a strike. This time I was right. It's 1-1.
Well, it looks like after having a little bit of problems in the warm-ups for the second inning, Johnson has settled down and is pitching fairly good so far.
She takes ball two to Johnson. It's 2-1 now. Harrelson digs in for the next pitch. It's taken high and outside. Ball three, 3-1. Now, Johnson delivers ball four high and outside. Harrelson will get to first base, bringing up Ashley Cullop. What do you see here, Jay?
Well, from the way things have been going in the last inning, I foresee a walk.
Jay calls a walk. I say a hit. Here we go. Next, the first pitch to call up is taken high and outside. They throw it down to try to get. Harrelson was trying to steal second, and she slid towards the outside part of the base and was tagged out. I think if she'd gone directly to the base, she would have been safe. What do you say, Jay?
Yeah, she did a little bit of funky maneuver in there at second, and the catcher made a good throw down to Maggie Hastings to get her out.
Yep, it was a perfect strike right to the base, and it was in time to get Harrelson, who's a pretty quick runner. Meanwhile, Collup takes the next ball outside behind her. It's 3-0. She takes strike one now. 2-1. I'm informed. Collup digs in. Pitch by Johnson is taken high and outside. This one's ball three. 3-1 now. Johnson gets set. Delivers. Oh! Does Collup pull up on the pitch? Yes, she does. She thought about swinging, and she half swung, but the umpire says she didn't break her wrist, so it's ball four. She'll walk on down to first base, bringing up Katie Stewart.
Well, the Tigers have been having a lot of luck getting walks here in this game, but not much luck capitalizing. So they need to move Collup around and score another run.
Meanwhile, Stewart tries to lay down a bunt. It goes foul. That'll be strike one on Stewart. Stewart's taking some bunting lessons. Now digs into the base, to the box. The pitch is delivered. Stewart tries to lay down another bunt, and it pops foul right off of the top of her bat.
Well, I don't think Stewart should be bunting anymore because there's two strikes, and it's not a good idea to bunt foul on the second and on the third strike because that'll get you out. But I do foresee a hit for Stewart.
There we go. She swings and fouls one right off the plate. That'll be 0-2 continued. The catcher picks the ball up and tosses it back to Johnson. Johnson gets set. She turns around and faces the batter now. Toes the rubber as Stewart gets back in the box. Stewart digs in. Johnson throws. It's lined down the first baseline. Scooped up. Steps on first as number 11, Morgan Spratt. And that's two outs for the Tigers. Bringing up Jesse Hill.
Well, she sacrificed call up around the second, so I think that Hill should be able to drive her in.
We'll see. We have two outs here in the bottom of the second. Tigers lead at 1-0. And Hill takes ball one high and inside. It almost got her in the helmet. Now, Hill will take strike one on the inside part of the plate. One and one now as Johnson delivers. Hill drives one over the pitcher and she drops it and Hill's going to make it to first base as the first baseman, second baseman, and pitcher all gathered around in the Bermuda Triangle and the ball dropped right in amongst them all. Hill was able to reach first base and it pushed Collup to third. I was having trouble with the name there. Collup's at third. Hill's at first and it brings up Carmen Woods.
Well, if Woods can get anything at all in play here, I'd say her speed should be able to beat out the hit.
Here we go. Woods shows bunt, offers at it, and takes a strike. And they throw down the second. They got Hill in a rundown. Now they go over to Collup and they come back to Hill. They look over Collup, and Hill's still in bad shape, and she starts to run home to Collup, but it's too late as Hill's tagged. They call her safe? Hill slid in safely, and Collup was able to make it all the way home, giving the Tigers a 2-0 lead.
That was a smart play by Hill, pausing to hope to advance the runner, as she did. And luckily, she got back safely.
Well, Johnson's getting set now. Woods can bat with Hill on first base and see if we can't drive her around. 0-1 count on Woods. Next pitch is taken inside for ball one by Woods. Hill, a little monkey business on the base pass, but she's able to get back safely. Johnson delivers. Woods drives it down the left field line and it's caught. That was a nice catch by the right fielder there. Gosney with a great catch to end the second inning. Tigers did, however, get a run back. It's 2-0 in favor of Brashear going into the top of the third. Here we go. We're getting ready to start the top of the half of the third inning, but we're hoping to stop it pretty soon. As Marion County comes up, number four, Jenny Mitchell. Mitchell takes strike one, or one now. Russ gets set. Delivers. It's driven right back to Russ. Passer. Fielded by Collup. Throw it over to first. In time for the out. That's one out for the Tigers, and it brings up Morgan Spratt. Spratt gets set here. As Rusk clears some dirt off the rubber. Now Spratt takes a couple of practice cuts. steps in to the box. Rusk delivers ball one low. Rusk gets set and delivers strike one, 1-1.
Rusk has been very effective against these Marion County hitters, even though they are mostly varsity. So let's see what she can do.
She gets
with Morgan Spratt.
She gets Spratt to chase strike two. It's 1-2 now on her. Spratt digs in again. Rusk delivers high and outside. Ball two, 2-2. Rusk gets set, delivers again. This one's swung on and missed. Strike three on Spratt. She goes down swinging. That's two outs for the Tigers, and it brings up number three, Kayla Bridgman. Bridgman digs in. She lines it right back to Rusk, picks it up off the ground, throws over to Hettinger. That's out number three, and that'll be the end of the top of the third, and I believe the end of the game. And the Tigers take the sweep of the doubleheader. They win the varsity game 9-2, and the junior varsity game 2-0. So, Tigers playing good softball here. They'll head to Buckland tomorrow night to play a doubleheader with the boys in a baseball game. Then Friday we'll be back here at Tiger Stadium playing Bavir. We'll see you then. We'll have the Bavir game for you live. I'm Tyler Killen, joined here with
Jay Scudder.
We're signing off.